Fred Hoyle invented the term Big Bang to disparage a theory, but his pejorative backfired. He wound up giving a fledgling theory a simple and popular name.
Epithets sometimes undergo this kind of reversal. Ask any geek. Geek started off as a label for a carnival performer who had an appetite for the heads of live chickens. Later, bullies took to using it for young men who covet slide rules over cars and girls. Today, computer-literate geeks are the backbone of the new economy, or what's left of it.
Similar story in the 19th century when cartoonist Thomas Nast used a fat elephant and a stubborn donkey to depict the Republican and Democratic parties as buffoons. He probably never expected those two groups to one day embrace the critters as their official symbols.
It happened with Star Wars, too. In the 1980s, President Ronald Reagan proposed a strategic defense initiative to keep enemy nukes from falling on us. Opponents wound up giving the program a title headline writers could use a shorthand.
The word cowboy is another term that underwent transformation. Back in the 18th century, it was applied to pro-British marauders who were also cattle rustlers. And other examples crop up all the time.
So be careful when you coin an insult. You may be giving your enemy a nickname for the ages.